코로나가 괜찮아지면 내년에는 타운으로 램덧이 집회가 계속될 겁니다.
When things and situations get better from COVID-19 pandemic, then we will gather together for Remnant Day and conferences town by town.
하루만 전체가 모여서 축제를 하는 그런 방향으로 가게 될 겁니다.
And we'll go towards the direction that at least for one day that we'll all gather together.
그래서 내년에 올 때까지는 타운 집회를 할수 있는 교회를 점검을 지금 하고 있습니다.
And that is why I'm actually going around each church to make sure that we have the full preparation so that we can be in preparation of the town conference next year.
지금 세계 대회를 할수 있는 교회는 사실상 두 군데밖에 없습니다.
So in fact, there are only two churches that can host this global world conference.
그게 예원교회고 이만희 서울교회입니다.
That is Yewon Church and Emmanuel Seoul Church.
장비도 있어야 됩니다만은 바깥에서 볼때 밤, 낮, 새벽이 마음껏 조정되는 이런 조명이라 해야 됩니다.
It's because not only that we need to have the full equipment, as well as that we need to have all the necessary settings interior so that we have the necessary lighting, whether it's nighttime or evening time, and during the daytime, we can have it all prepared.
현재 그 준비된 데는 두 군데밖에 없죠.
So far, only two locations have this all set up.
그래서 지금 이제 하나씩 우리 지금 원장교회를 시작을 해서 이제 타운을 할수 있는 준비를 세팅을 지금 하는 겁니다.
That is why starting from Covenant Church, we are going to each church so that we can have this setting prepared.
주일날 잠시 우리 강장로하고 김정은 목사를 좀 보자 이랬어요.
So this Sunday, Lord's Day, I'm going to meet with Elder Kang and also Pastor Kim Jong-un.
음악 찬양 쪽을 다양하게 살려내야 됩니다.
Because we need to revive this praise in many different aspects.
소외된 사람 없도록 다양하게 살려내야 돼요.
We need to revive so that there won't be anyone who's abandoned.
우리 안에는 전문인도 있습니다.
Because we have professionals within
그
us.
사람들도 쓰임 받아야 돼요.
They also must be used.
그리고 이제 올라오는 렘넌트들도 무대가 있어야 됩니다.
We also need to have that stage prepared for our upcoming remnants.
지금 하고 있는 팀들이 잘하고 있기 때문에 여러분들이 끌어올리면 돼요.
Because the current team are all doing very well, that's why we need to raise up our remnants.
주로 하다 보니까 이제 우리 대중음악 쪽으로 많이 가고 있습니다.
And since many people are participating, we're going towards a direction for popular music.
꼭 필요하지만은 또 크래쉬 쪽도 우리 방향을 잡아줘야 되는 겁니다.
But I think there's a need for us to also set our direction towards classical music too.
왜 그런 거니까 이 집회를 지금 전 세계가 다 보고 있다니까요.
The reason for that is because everyone is all putting attention to this conference.
그 사람들이 볼때 자기들이 똑같은 현장에서 예배드리는 같은 이런 그 분위기를 만들어야 되는 거죠.
And we would like to create that atmosphere as if that it is the same location and same trend as where they are right now.
도대체 기도가 뭐냐?
So then, what is prayer?
이 부분이 우리에게는 모든 것이죠.
For us, this is everything.
우리가 성삼위 하나님의 다섯 가지 오력 속으로 들어가는 겁니다.
We are entering into the depth of the five powers of Trinity, the Holy Triune God.
이게 기도입니다.
That is prayer.
그러면 성경에 밝혀진 대로 아홉 가지가 세팅이 됩니다.
And just as is disclosed in the Bible, nine settings will take place.
이게 기도입니다.
That is prayer.
이걸 안 하고 자꾸 딴거 하니까 안 되는 거죠.
But things don't work out because people do other things other than this.
여러분, 우리가 지금 공부도 그렇고 일도 그렇고 안 되는 사람 죽어도 안 되거든요. 안 되기 때문에 이렇게 해야 되는 겁니다.
Whether it's work, whether it's studies, people just do other things that are not necessary. That's why things will never work out, but we need to do this.
왜 그런 거니까 초대교회와 성경에 있는 산업인들은 전혀 조건이 안 되는 데서요 최고 조건을 만들었거든요.
It's because all the church officers and the early church Christians, as well as all the business people, regardless of all the conditions that were not met, they were able to get all the answers.
그러니까 안 되는 분들은 보면요 앞이 계속 안 되는 걸 해놨기 때문에 설거지하다 시간 다 보내요.
And that's why all these people, when things are not working out, they have all these conditions that are not going to work out. That's why they're spending all their time just washing dishes.
쉽게 말하면 인생 어지러우니까 청소하다가 시간 다 보낸다니까.
And because their life is so chaotic, they're spending all their life away just by cleaning up things.
그래서 성경은 성삼위 하나님 우리 함께 하신 이 부분 속에 우리가 있기를 원하시는 겁니다.
That is why the Bible, God is telling us through the Bible that God wants us to remain inside of Trinity.
여기는 뭡니까?
And what about this?
삼초월.
Three transcendence.
삼생명운동.
Three life movements.
삼소통.
And three communications.
하나님과 소통되는 게 전무후무예요.
And communicating with God, that is three unprecedented and never repeated answers.
내가 살아야 되는 겁니다.
I must be revived first.
그게 삼생명운동이요.
Those are the three life movements.
내가 가진 어마어마한 초월되는 배경이 있습니다. 그게 삼초월입니다.
I have this transcending, a tremendous, amazing background, and those are the three transcendences.
이거 누리는 기도가 늘 있어야 돼요.
And we need to have the prayer by which we enjoy this all the time.
그러면 반드시 3시대가 열립니다.
Then absolutely three ages will be open before us.
그게 뭡니까?
What are they?
소수 집중.
Concentrating on the minority.
중직자 시대.
And the age of the church officers.
세 번째가 렘넌트와 부교역자 시대.
And the third is the age of remnants and associate pastors.
지금 렘넌트와 부교역자 시대를 열고 있는 교회는 세계에 하나밖에 없어요.
And actually, out in the world, there's only one church that is able to raise up and open the age for remnants and associate ministers.
그게 갈보리 철치입니다.
That is Calvary Chapel.
굉장히 성경적이에요.
And they're doing things so biblically.
오늘 그래 못 가기 때문에 한 명의 파워에 의해서 되어졌다가 그 사람이 끝나면 끝나는 거죠.
And since we're not able to carry that out, that's why once there's a great leader, then things can arise. But when that great leader passes away, then everything all dwindles.
내년에 많이 나올 겁니다. 꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
This is what I'm going to share further next year, and so please take a look at.
여러분 몇백 명대가 못 넘어서는 교회는 반드시 중위자 위주로 가셔야 됩니다.
And if there's a church that
그래서 70명을 뽑은 거예요.
Within hundreds of people, then we need to go towards the direction of raising up the church officers, centered on the church officers.
그럼 모르는 사람들은요, 장로들이 설친다 이렇게 이야기합니다.
And people who don't understand that, they think that, oh, why all the elders are just making all the
noise? 그게 부흥입니다.
But that's what it should be.
그게 부흥인 사람들은 장로들이 설친다 이렇게 이야기합니다.
That's what church growth and revival is all about. But people misunderstand saying that, why are the elders are making all this?
예, 장로들이 설칠 공간이 없는 교회는 무조건 소교회입니다.
If there's no room for elders to participate fully, then actually that's going to be a small church.
그걸 넘어서야 돼.
But that's what we need to surpass and transcend.
많은 부교역자들과 많은 렘넌트들이 일어날 수 있어야 돼.
So that we can have all these remnants and associate ministers can fully arise.
성경은 그렇게 돼 있습니다.
Because that's what it says in the Bible.
그걸 제일 잘하는 사람이 누구냐? 바울입니다.
And who's the one who did this best? That was the Apostle Paul.
역시 바울은 성령의 사람이에요.
Truly, he was a man of the Holy Spirit.
아주 머리가 뛰어난 사람.
He really was an outstanding figure.
세상 머리가 되진 않는 거죠.
And that's why people just cannot follow with the knowledge of the world.
이걸 하다 보면은 시공간 초월에는 응답이 와요.
And when you do this, you will receive the answer that transcends time and space.
아무 조건도 안 되는 초대교회 그 성경에 있는 사람인들이 최고의 조건을 만들어내다니까.
So you see all these business people who had no condition whatsoever in the Bible, they were able to have the greatest condition.
그러면은 답은 이것밖에 없어요.
Which means that this was the one and only answer.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
초월밖에 없는 겁니다.
Transcendence, that's the answer.
그리고 이 힘을 초대교회 갖고 있었던 겁니다.
And this is the power that the early church possessed.
그러면 너무 쉽게 한 겁니다.
Which means that it was done so easily.
자, 아무 조건이 없는 데서 최고 조건을 만드는 게 가장 쉬웠다는 사실이에요.
It was a fact that it was the easiest thing to do for them to make the best condition out of no condition.
진짜 장로님 여러분들이요, 교회에서 사람 생각하지 말고 이 속으로 들어가 보면 여러분 반드시 세계 정복합니다.
All the elders, really, when you go to church, don't look at all the people, but when you just focus on this, then you can truly revive the church.
자칫 잘못하면 여러분들은 세상 경험이 많기 때문에 하나님 속으로 안 들어가고 사람 속으로 들어가게 돼요.
Because you have so much experience from the world, if you're not careful, rather than entering into the depth of God, you will enter into the words of people.
여러분 믿음이 없어서가 아니고 모르게 그렇게 돼 버려요.
It's not that you lack faith; it's just that unbeknownst to you, that's how you will easily be oriented towards.
그러면 이제 교회 일도 그렇게 하게 되는 거죠.
Which means that even the church work, that's how you will
figure
it out.
이게 한계를 가져오고 응답이 없는 거예요.
That will bring about limitation, which means that you will not have any answers.
막 일을 하니까 되는 것처럼 보이지만 실제로 내 개인 응답은 없는 거예요.
Because you're just doing all kinds of things. It seems like things are working out, but actually, in fact, there's no realistic answer.
개인이 아무리 생각해도 이건 하나님의 은혜다. 이런 응답들이 와야 돼요.
But instead, we need to receive that answer. So that the more we think about it, we really need to be able to have this genuine confession. Truly, this is God's grace, God's answer.
어느 정도 가야 되는 거 아니깐요. 응답이 와도 되고 안 와도 된다.
And you must come to the point where it doesn't matter whether answers come or even if it does not come.
초대 교회 바울을 믿었던 중인자들은요, 뭐 응답 오고 가고 하거나 전혀 상관없어요.
So church officers who supported the apostle Paul in the early church really they had no issue whatsoever whether answers were there or not.
이미 이 응답을
했어요. Because already they had this answer of transcendence.
이걸 여러분이 꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
This is what you must remember.
서론을 따로 안 쓰고 이게 서론입니다.
I'm not going to say a separate introduction. This is the introduction.
그러면서 본론이고 결론입니다.
And also this is the main point as well as the conclusion.
지금 해외에서 사명자들이 메시지 듣고 있습니다.
We have all these committed workers who are listening to the message from overseas. 예,
여러분의 힘으로는 세계복음화 절대 못하는 것이 확실합니다.
It is a sure fact that you cannot do world evangelization through your own strength and power.
이거로만 가능합니다.
It is possible only with this.
지금 제가 성경을 딱 요약했습니다.
I have to summarize the essence of the Bible.
이것 말고는 기도할 게 없어요. 할 필요도 없어요.
Because there's no need
그렇죠.
for us to pray. There's nothing else for us to pray about other than
여러분
this.
가지고 있는 산업이 시공간을 초월해버려야 이기는 겁니다.
The business that you have must transcend time and space for this to be able to work out.
자, 그러면 이 사람들의 특징이 있었단 말이에요.
Then there were those certain special characteristics of those who had this answer of transcendence.
전혀 조건이 안 된 거예요.
They had no condition.
이런 경우였단 말이에요.
So they were in that circumstance.
전혀 그 상황이었어요.
They had no condition.
근데 이거를 시공간 초월해 보니까 최고의 컨디션이 돼요.
But because they had this answer of transcendence of time and space, they made that into the best condition.
이렇게 된 겁니다.
That's what happened.
이게 시공간 초월이에요.
That's what it means, transcending time and space.
이게 사실상 가장 쉬운 겁니다.
Actually, in fact, this is the easiest thing for us.
그래 쉽게 이기는데 이긴다 진다 할 것도 없이 이겼어.
And really, it's not a matter of whether I'm prevailing or not. Just easily, they were able to just fully overcome.
뭐 아무리 핍박이 들어와도 상관없어.
Regardless, whatever you know, tribulation or persecution is all right.
왜냐, 그걸 이미 넘어서 버린 답을 갖고 누리고 있기 때문에 하나님이 그들을 쓰시게 되어 있는 거죠.
Because they already had the answer by which they were able to just fully overcome and step over everything. That's why God had no choice but to use them.
그 똑똑한 바리새인 쓰지 않고. 초대교회 쓰셨다니까요.
Rather than utilizing 그렇죠. all these very smart and intelligent Pharisees, God used all these church 예, members 예, of the early church.
막강한 힘을 가지고 있는 이 헤롯 당원들을 쓰지 않고 하나님은 그 사람들 뽑아서 세계로 내보내는 거죠.
God did not use all these politicians of the under the Herod's administration or regime, but God used the people of the early church.
자, 그러면은 가장 먼저 시작했던 적장 시대를 한번 보세요.
Then let's take a look at the very first time when it appeared. It was during the age of patriarchs.
이 사람들은 거의 그냥 가족 중심이었어요.
Which was just family-centered age.
그런데 이 답을 가지고 있었어요.
And they had this answer.
그 대표적인 예가 아브라함이 깨닫고 단을 쌓기 시작한 거예요.
And the representative case was Abraham that he realizes and he began to build an altar to the Lord.
예, 아브라함이 이 단을 쌓기 시작했다 이 말은 그냥 기도를 한 게 아니고 굉장한 언약을 잡고 시작합니다.
And when he says that he began to build an altar to the Lord, which means that he was able to really understand this tremendous covenant and he realized and began to do it.
그 아들 이삭에게는 100배로 축복하셨어요.
And that's why his son Isaac, he received this tremendous answer of 100-fold.
상대들이 시비를 걸어오니까 하나님은 르호봇의 경제를 주었어요.
Because all his adversaries began to attack him, God even granted to him the answer of Rehoboth.
상대들이 샘을 막으니까 하나님은 샘 근원을 주셨어요.
Because all his adversaries began to just, you know, fill up all this well that he was able to dig. That's why God even gave him the fountainhead.
여러분이 그 영적 문제 가진 거 전혀 걱정할 필요 없습니다. 이 사이에 있으면 그냥 없어집니다. 없어져야 되지. 없애려고 하면 안 되는 거예요.
Even if you have all the spiritual problems,
그렇죠.
do not worry at all because when you just remain inside of this, do not even struggle to get rid of them because naturally they will be removed.
예, 전도가 되어져야 되는 거지. 하려고 한다는 자체가 벌써 이건 아닌 거죠.
Really, evangelism should naturally take place. The fact that you struggle to evangelize that itself is not right.
지난번 메시지 듣고 또 틀리게 이야기합니다. 하, 그러면 70군데 지교회를 만들어야 됩니까? 이렇게 이야기합니다.
Then comparing to the previous message, you may ask then, what do you mean then that we have to open up all these 70 regional churches? Does that mean that we should not evangelize?
만들어줘야 정상입니다.
What I'm saying is that it would be normal for you to see that 70 regional churches are just taking place.
부교육자 한 명이요. 70군데에 중지자 세울 만큼, 70인 용 세울 만큼 만들어져야 되는 게 정상이에요.
It is normal that as an associate minister that you see you're able to raise up 70 committed workers and church officers.
그러면 담임 역할을 시키라 이겁니다.
And you should be in charge of such a role of taking care of.
사례도 담임 사례를 줘 그냥.
And really, you should be paid equivalent to as a senior pastor.
안 그러면 배고파 집 나가요.
Otherwise, people will get so hungry, then will want to run
away. 이게 한국 교회 문제 아닙니까?
Isn't that the problem of the Korean church?
세계 교회는 이 문제도 없어 왜냐 교회 문 닫으니까.
What about the churches in the world? They don't even have that problem because the churches are closed.
유럽의
now.
교회 문제 없어.
There's no problem in
왜냐?
Europe.
문 닫으니까.
Because all the churches have already closed down.
미국이나 교회 문제 없어요.
And also, no,
문
no
닫으니까.
Problem in America because the churches are closed.
그래도 교회
down.
문제 얘기는 한국밖에 없어요.
And the only place where we can talk about the issue of the church is only in Korea.
일본에 교회 문제 없어 왜 없으니까.
And other places they don't have this problem.
이게 재앙입니다.
That itself is a disaster.
그나마 다행스러운 교회에서 옥신각신하고 자리 싸움하고 한국만 그렇다니까.
Actually, it's quite fortunate. We are actually grateful that we can actually have this discussion and dispute because at least in Korea we have the churches.
여러분이 진정답을 받으셔야 돼요.
And you must receive this answer.
시공간 초월.
It is transcendence of time and space.
쉽게 이기는 겁니다. 진짜입니다.
You can easily overcome.
저는 이 축복을 은혜를 많이 받고 나니까요. 사람들은 자꾸 하는 거 보면은 아이고 좀 말라지기 싫어. 신자분이 불쌍할 정도예요.
Since I received this answer and it was such a great blessing, and when I look at other people, I feel just so you know pitiful and you know so sorry for them. Why they're not able to enjoy it?
여러분이 이 속에 있으면 문제와 뿌리면 가만 놔두면 응답돼 버려요.
Because when you're inside
그렇잖아요.
this, then even if problems
가만
come,
놔두버려도 돼요.
When you just leave them alone, they will all become great answers.
그거 자꾸 말해 시간 다 보내니까. 얼마나 고생합니까?
And how agonizing it is that you're clinging on to these problems and trying to solve them on your own.
이거를 못 깨달아서 계속 몸부림치는 사람이 있어요.
And there are these people who just cannot understand. That's why they're just wrestling and struggling all the time.
야곱입니다.
That was Jacob.
결국은 야곱이 마지막을 맞이해서 재산 가지고 집으로 돌아오는데 형이 반겨줄 줄 알아.
And Jacob, on his final stage of his life, he got all his wealth and he wanted to return home and he was expecting his brother would be welcoming him.
그 이유는 선물까지 앞서 보냈잖아요.
Why? Because he sent all these gifts and presents ahead of him.
형 마음을 녹이려고 선물부터 보내고 그 다음에 간 거예요.
He wanted to win his brother's heart. That's why he sent all these gifts and presents.
형이 어떻게 했습니까?
But do you know what his brother did?
군대 400명 끌고 나왔어.
He actually came out with all these 400 soldiers.
그 야곱이 막 우리말로 뻑친 겁니다.
Which means that now Jacob was completely flabbergasted.
그래서 무릎을 꿇은 거예요.
That's why he knelt before God.
그게 야복강입니다.
That was at Jabbok River.
하나님이 응답하지 않으시면 저는 여기서 못 갑니다라고 기도한 거예요.
God, unless you answer me and bless me, I cannot go.
그때 하나님께서 야곱에게 이렇게 얘기합니다.
That's when God said to Jacob,
네 이름을 야곱이라 하지 말고 이스라엘이라고 해라.
Your name shall no longer be Jacob but Israel.
그때 나온 이름입니다.
That's the name that was given to him.
너는 이 축복을 누릴 주역이다 이 말이에요.
You are the main figure who should enjoy all these blessings.
이거를 제대로 누린 사람이 나온 거예요.
And there was a person
그렇죠?
who fully properly enjoyed this.
이 축복을 제대로 누린 사람이 나왔는데 그게 요셉이요.
And the person who fully enjoyed this, that was Joseph.
요셉은 응답이 올 수밖에 없어요.
That's why answers had no choice but to come to Joseph.
요셉은 응답도 필요 없는데 왔어요 그냥.
He didn't need any of these answers, but just answers just came to him.
예, 무조건 문제 당한 거는 전부 축복이었어요.
Because whenever he encountered a problem, all of them turned into a blessing.
요셉이 처음부터 이야기하는 형들이 미쳤나 이랬잖아요.
Because from the beginning, this is what Joseph spoke about, and all his older brothers said that
he was crazy.
누가
미친 겁니까?
So who is the crazy one actually?
요셉이 이야기했다니까요.
He talked about Trinity and all this tremendous blessing.
이상한 얘기합니다. 뭐 하늘에 별이 어떻고 막 태양이 어떻고 달이 뭐 야, 네 미쳤냐 이러더래.
And Joseph said, "Oh, I had a dream about the star, the moon, and the sun. They've all bowed down to me." And then all the brothers said that you were crazy.
여러분 영적으로 무식한 사람들은요. 이 교회나 복음가진 사람에게 막 분노를 느낀다니까요.
And spiritually
그렇죠?
ignorant people, they become so enraged, they despise
그냥
the
미워.
church and those who have the gospel.
다락방 얘기는 없어. 그냥 미워 그냥.
They just hate whenever they hear 다락방.
전도한다 뭘 전도냐 막.
And when people say, "Oh, we evangelize," and they're just so upset, why people evangelize?
어떤 뭐 목사님 막 입에 거품을 내더라고.
And they're even foam bubbles in their mouth.
몸을 푹 떨면서요. 막 거품이더라고.
And they become just so angry, they tremble their body, and then they are just, you know, venting out.
근데 그 바로 앞에 누가 앉아 있었나면은 저를 키운 우리 모교의 목사님이 앉아 있어.
And who was sitting right in front of that person was my senior pastor of my home church.
이 사람 원로다 말이에요.
And he's a senior.
물었대요.
And then he asked.
당신 유광수 목사 아나? 물었대요.
He asked, "Do you know Reverend Yu Kwang-soo?"
그러더니 모른다더래.
And he said, "No, I don't know."
근데 왜 그걸 욕을 하냐?
Then why are you just cursing at him?
아그 뭐 제가 뭐 어떠도 어떠도 마드래요.
And then he just could not say. He was speechless.
나는 유광수 목사를 키운 본교 목사야 그랬대.
But I'm a senior pastor of his home church. I raised him.
그때서야 죄송합니다. 나도 모르게 이러더라.
And then he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I just did it without really fully realizing."
바리새인들이 스데반의 메시지를 듣고 지도 모르게 이겨놨잖아요.
So don't you see also in all these Pharisees they gnash their teeth looking at Stephen.
빛을 싫어해요.
They don't like the light.
웃긴다니까요.
Isn't that really strange?
이거 제가 비판하는 겁니까? 못 깨달으면 큰일 나요.
You know, am I just criticizing them? No, if you don't understand, that's what's going to
아니,
happen.
아니 복음이 좋아야지. 복음 얘기 나오면 막 분이 생기고 그게 그 바리새인들 아닙니까?
You should love the gospel. If you become so angry and upset when you hear the gospel, that's just like the Pharisees.
왜냐면 그 내 속에 있는 마귀가 거부하는 거예요. 여러분 그 영지 문신한 복음 전하면서 막 거품 내고 욕하고 이랍니다.
That's how the devil inside of those people are just venting out. They will just foam the bubbles in their mouth and they will just yell out when they hear the gospel.
정말 웃긴다니까요.
It's just so ridiculous.
뭐 시간이 별로 없습니다.
We don't have much time.
드디어 이게 뭐 이게 안 되니까 애굽 시대를 맞이하게 된 거예요.
And because now things could not continue, that they have the age of the Egypt.
진짜 이게 이 애굽 시대를 맞이했잖아요.
It was at the age of Egypt.
여기에서 보세요. 이거 아는 사람이 살린 겁니다.
And even during that age, those who had this answer of transcendence saved that age.
출애굽기 2장 1절 10절.
That's Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 through
10. 말도 안 되는 짓을 한 것처럼 보이지만요. 가장 정확한 걸 한 거예요.
It seemed like they did something that was just ridiculous but that was the greatest thing.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
이래서 모세라는 인물이 등장하는 겁니다.
That's how Moses appeared.
그걸 쳐다보고 말도 안 되지만은 가장 정확한 짓을 한 사람이 이드로 장로예요.
And looking at that someone who did something that just could not make any sense, that was Elder Jethro.
하나님은 그 장로의 산업을 축복할 수밖에 없어요.
That's why God had no choice but to bless the business of Elder Jethro.
이 보세요.
And also look at this.
여호수아 2장 1절 10절 루트 이제 라합 보세요.
And also Joshua chapter 2 verses 1 through
16. 말도 안 되는 소리예요.
She did something that could not make
그러나
any sense.
가장 답이에요.
But that was the most accurate answer.
이걸 보고 시공간 초월이라고 합니다.
We call this the answer that transcends time and space.
제가 지금 이 아홉의 세팅을 하나씩 설명해 나가는 겁니다.
And explain one by one the nine settings.
지난번 주간에는 보좌에 대한 설명을 한 거예요.
Last week I shared with you about the throne.
오늘 시공간 초월에 대한 설명을 지금 하는 겁니다.
And today I'm explaining to you about the transcendence of time and space.
또 안 되니까 이제 막 계속 이제 전쟁 시대를 맞이해요.
And because even with that they could not continue.
그렇죠.
Now the age of wars.
이런 시대를 맞이할 수밖에 없어요.
They had no choice but to embrace that age.
이렇게 전쟁이 나죠.
So wars broke out.
이때마다 보세요.
And look at that.
어떤 기도도 필요 없는데 드디어 나시린을 달라고 기도.
They could not pray for anything else but only ask for the Nazarite.
이걸 막을 수 있는 나시린을 달라요.
A Nazarite who can block wars.
그러니까 재미나게도 성경 이렇게 기록합니다.
And very interestingly, that's
사무엘이 살아있는 동안에는 전쟁이 없었다.
During the life of Samuel, all the wars came to an end.
그렇고 말고요.
Of course.
하나님 주신 응답은 정확합니다.
God's answer
그 어머니
is
기도예요.
That was Hannah, Samuel's mom's
전에는 뭣도 모르고 말해 자꾸만 나도 자식 달라 왜 불인나는 자식이 나는 없냐 이런 식으로 기도했다니까.
Until then, she was always praying about why don't I have a son? Why is that Peninnah has all these children? Why don't I have not even one?
왜 저 사람은 응답은 나는 못 받냐 이런 식으로 기도했어요.
As if she was saying that all these other people they have all these answers, but why don't I have any answers?
그게 무슨 기도입니까?
What kind of prayer is that?
늘 그 기도하다가 어느 날 깨달은 거예요.
That's the prayer that she's been praying, but one day she realized.
하나님이 즉각 응답하셨어요.
God answered her immediately.
사무엘상 17장 18절 보세요.
And let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 18.
들으세요. 이 답을 가진 이새가 한 얘기입니다.
And Jesse, who had this understanding?
전쟁 때 신부름 보내면서 위험하면 그냥 오라 해야 될 거 아니요.
So that was a great danger because it was in a war, and he should have simply sent David just for an errand and have him quickly come back.
반드시 가져다 주고 증표 받아오라.
Instead, he ordered him bring a token.
자 전쟁 시대 일어났던 이 지금 이 열왕기상입니다.
And this was during the age of wars, 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 1 through 15.
누굽니까?
Who was this?
산업인 오바다입니다.
That was business person.
여러분이 이 축복을 누릴 자격이 있어요.
You have the right to enjoy this blessing.
오바다 누군지 아시지 않습니까?
You already know who Obadiah was.
이거 먹게 되니까 또 포로 시대를 만났어요.
Because they could not understand, again they were taken as captives in the age of captivity.
이런 시대를 또 맞이했어요.
And again they had no choice but to face this age.
지금 제가 영어도 쓰고 한글도 쓰는 이유가 있습니다.
There's a reason for me why I'm writing both languages, English and Korean.
이제 좀 지금 시대에 맞추는 겁니다.
So that we can go along with this globalization age.
지금 우리 토요 집회는 전혀 다릅니다. 전 세계 같이 소통하고 있습니다.
So this Saturday messages is now no longer the same. Now we're communicating with the entire world.
Remnant Day 전혀 다릅니다.
So Remnant Day is different from the past.
74개 주에 연결되고 있다고 합니다.
Because we are connected to all these places and we are airing.
영어로 쓰는 거예요.
That's why I'm writing in English.
그리고 또 영어 한글이 없으면 또 한국 사람이 또 좀 그래. 그래서 쓰는 거예요.
Since we have also Korean audience, I should also write it down in Korean too.
이때 보세요.
So look at this.
다니엘 1장 8절 9절에 이 말이 보통 말이 아닙니다.
Daniel chapter 1 verses 8 and 9.
뜻을 정했다. 그렇습니다.
In his heart, that's right.
이 사실을 누리고 증거하겠다.
He was resolved that I will enjoy this answer of transcendence and relay this answer.
자, 이거 보세요.
And also look at this.
에스더 2장 1절에서 보세요.
Esther chapter 2 verse 1.
네가 왕후가 된 이후에 유다인임을 밝히지 마라.
When once you become the queen, don't ever reveal your identity that you're
a Jew. 알아들은 겁니다.
She understood.
알아들었어요.
She understood.
마지막 때 얘기합니다.
But in the
지금 말해라.
And she was told.
지금 왕에 가서 네가 유다인임을 말해라.
Now is the time that you need to go to the king and reveal your identity that you are a Jew.
하나님이 이때를 위하여 너를 세웠다.
Because God has
그렇습니다.
raised you at such a time as this.
이때를 위해 여러분을 세운 거예요.
For such time as this, God has raised you.
장로님들, 사람인들, 교회 어려움 조금이라도 오면 이때를 위해서 이것 때문에 나를 세웠다 하면 돼요.
And if there's any problem in the church, you have to have this understanding. For this time as such, God has raised me.
똑같은 답들입니다 이게.
And it's the same answer.
진짜 이게 학개 2장 1절에서 9절 보세요.
And really, is Haggai chapter 2.
1절에서 9절이죠.
And verses 1 through 9.
성전 재건해라.
Restore the temple.
어떻게 지금 포로된 사람 나와 재건합니까?
How can all these people who are now released from captivity
can 나오기도 힘든데.
But that was it.
어떻게 광야에서 성막 짓습니까? 밥 먹기도 힘든데.
It's the same as how the Israelites who came out in the wilderness that they were complaining. How can we restore the temple in the wilderness?
예, 그게 착각입니다.
But that is misunderstanding.
하나님 이 축복을 처음부터 주셨어요.
Because from the beginning God gave us the answer.
그 힘으로 광야에서 버티고 승리하고 들어갔어요.
With that strength they overcame wilderness and they triumphantly entered to Canaan.
드디어 뭡니까?
And then ultimately
모게들은 또 이제 속국이 된 거예요.
Once again they lost hold of it. That's why they became colonized.
진짜 이게 또 속국이 된 거예요.
Again, they became dependent people.
그게 로마 속국 된 거지.
They became dependent on Rome, and they became
이때
colonized by Rome.
하나님이 주신 겁니다.
And at this time, this is what God gave to them.
감람산에서.
At Mount of Olives.
데오빌로요, 내가 먼저 쓴 글에는.
Theophilus, in my former book.
예수와 그리스도다 그 말이요.
It's the gospel that Jesus is the Christ.
그분이 하나님 나라의 일을 40일 설명해.
And that Jesus, he spoke about things pertaining to God.
다른 거 안 되니까 하나님 나라의 일을 40일.
Things cannot work out with other things. That's what it has to be only the things of God's kingdom.
우리가 뭘로 세팅해야 될 것이냐? 오직 성령으로.
And with what must we be set with? It has to be only with the Spirit of God.
걱정 안 하셔도 됩니다.
Do not worry a thing.
사람인 여러분, 중직자 여러분, 새로 시작하세요.
Business people, all of your church officers, start anew.
어떤 결론이 나옵니까?
What conclusion can we come to?
여러분, 개인은 이 언약을 깨닫고 적용시키면 됩니다. 그렇잖아요.
As individuals, just realize this covenant and apply it and enjoy it.
교회는 이걸 깨닫고 3단계를 거치면 됩니다.
And as a church, realize it and go through these three stages.
그러면 여러분 업이 똑같이 응답하게 돼요.
Then, likewise, your occupation, your job will also have the same answer.
전문화,
specialization,
제자화,
and disciplization,
세계화,
and globalization.
여러분 전문화를 착각하면 안 됩니다.
Do not misunderstand specialization.
이 속에서 응답받는 전문화.
It is a specialization that you receive the answer within this answer.
이 축복을 가르쳐주는 제자화.
And also teaching this answer to other people, that's disciplization.
이 축복이 응답되는 세계화.
And also, it is the answer of this coming to an answer that is globalization.
절대 놓치면 안 됩니다.
Do not ever lose hold of this.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
모든 문제 해결자이신 예수 그리스도의 은혜와.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the solution to all problems.
우리 하나님의 크신 사랑하심과.
Great love, God our Father.
성령님의 역사하심.
And the working of the Holy Spirit.
오늘 시대 살릴 모든 산업인들 위해
upon the heads of all the business people who save the city
중직자들 위해
upon the heads of all the church officers
지금부터 영원까지
be both now
항상 함께 계실지어다
and always and forevermore. Amen.